are listening to SBS.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
President Donald Trump has signed an agreement with Iran that calls for Tehran to dilute its stockpile of highly enriched uranium and waives US-backed sanctions on the country, immediately allowing Iran to sell its oil freely in a major concession from Washington. The initial deal to end the war takes immediate effect, according to Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, who helped mediate the agreement. Pakistan has been central to the ongoing negotiations between Iran and the US. Huma Bakai, a foreign affairs expert from Pakistan's Millennium Institute of Technology and Entrepreneurship, told the Associated Press that Iran may have had a weak hand, but they've played it well.
President Trump succumbed to the pressure and entered this absolutely unnecessary war. You know, now President Obama, Hillary Clinton, largely Democrats, are coming out with the statements that Benjamin Netanyahu was always obsessed with this idea to attack Iran and engage with Saudi Arabia. But this has been a huge regression. Will this deal hold? I think Iran had a weak hand, but it played its cards well. And the deal will hold because for now, alternatives are less attractive.
How important is the Strait of Hormuz?
As far as the Strait of Hormuz is concerned, you see, the Strait of Hormuz was open before the war. This is a bargaining chip Iran has acquired during the war. I don't think Iran would entirely want to give up on it. And initially, Iran talked about a toll, and then Iran said, no, we've never said it's a toll. It's a, in some ways, maintenance cost and green cost. So I think a back and forth will happen. And if other concerns of Iran are accommodated, for example, access to assets, for example, a softening in the sanctions, for example, economic relief that allows Iran to build up again, or it gets the money for the damages that have happened. Probably the negotiations on that is happening. So it depends if other things are accommodated, other Iranian concerns are accommodated, Iran may concede on Strait of Hormuz.
Pakistan was pivotal in the negotiations.
Pakistan's consistency. You see, there was, everybody thought the Islamabad Accord will happen some months ago in Islamabad. Both sides had flown into Islamabad, but it didn't happen. But Pakistan did not give up. It continued with quiet diplomacy. It continued with shuttle diplomacy. It continued with the requisite back and forth. It was speaking to states that were working behind doors to make this happen. So all this very smart diplomatic footwork allowed Pakistan to achieve this. And the fact that Pakistan was able to do this has raised the raised the stature of Pakistan in the Committee of Nations. It is now standing probably in line with countries like Qatar, who are able to mediate international conflicts.
So what does the agreement mean for Iran going forward?
Iran's missile program now has recognition. And President Trump gave that recognition. One. Giving Iran the recognition on missile programs becomes a stepping stone for preventing Iran from becoming a nuclear power and giving up on enriched uranium. One. Two, Iran never expected that it will be in a position where it will be actually negotiating on removal of sanctions and release of assets. This war has given Iran that space. And at the end of the day, this was an uncalled for. This was an unprovoked war. This was a war inflicted on Iran. And thus, I think rebuilding Iran is the responsibility of those who inflicted it.
The SBS Football Corner delivers the biggest stories from the 2026 FIFA World Cup in just 3 minutes every day.
dramatic goals, breakout stars, and all the tournament drama you need to stay across every match. An essential daily listen for football fans who don't want to miss a moment. Find it on the SBS Audio app, website, or wherever you get your podcasts.